Hello, my name is Christy. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from codependency and pride that presents itself as control and approval of others. Growing up, I knew I was loved and had a loving family. I grew up in a free home, free to be or who or what I wanted to be. Our home was filled with love and laughter. Unfortunately, my family was torn apart when my father had an affair and decided to start a new family. My world was shattered. The fun, free, filled with laughter world was now filled with sadness. And over the next few years, each person in the family would be living their best life apart from our family circle we once knew. Throughout childhood, I had known of God, yet my view of God was one like of a Santa. Make a request, and if you're good, you may receive. My teen years were filled with attempts to find happiness with my friends. This led to a desire of finding men that would help me to not feel lonely, along with parties and drunk-filled nights. As I was graduating high school, one of the men I met was not into parties, drinking, or drugs, but into church. He took me to church, and I felt that if he feels I am worth enough to take me to church with him, he must be the one for me to marry. This began a pattern of idolizing loved ones for years to come and depending on them to make me happy. While attending a youth event, I accepted Christ at 18, and my life very quickly changed to a life filled with passion for Jesus. Within a few years, my mother and brothers accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I wish I could say the rest is history, but I wouldn't be standing here if that weren't the case. Even with my passion to live for Jesus, I was soon pregnant and married to the man that initially brought me to Jesus. I quickly learned how to show others what I wanted them to see, rather than living transparently in truth. We began a new family with two beautiful boys. And I found my joy and happiness in being a mother. This marriage was filled with cycles of euphoria, strife, infidelity, and euphoria. Yet to others, I portrayed we were picture perfect. Just a couple years into the marriage, my husband confessed to an affair. And one day, I lost my church family, friends, community, and the confidence and trust in my husband. Even through this, I chose my marriage and pulled closer to God through this time for my daily hope. I felt if I can be perfect, my husband would desire to stay home. I chose to keep our family issues quiet because what goes on in the house stays in the house. Even with my attempt to be a perfect wife and mother, there continued to be cycles of infidelity. For a time, I separated. However, God was not the center. With my two boys, toddler and kindergarten age, I noticed they were being affected by our family not being together. I reconciled with my husband and vowed to never leave the marriage, so my boys would be raised by two-parent home. Within a few years, we were a family fully dedicated to ministry, youth, young adults, and the last service being pastors of a church plant. To the world, we were a picture-perfect family and an example of a godly family. I chose to keep the brokenness a secret while ministering to thousands. There were many highs in our family. but there were just as many lows and continued cycles of infidelity that left me feeling worthless, unloved, and unseen, and asking the question several times, why am I not enough? After many years of attempting to provide for the marriage, but it continuing to decline, a mutual consensual decision was made to open our bed, even while being in ministry. This, of course, led to a downward spiral away from God. Slowly, my perfect world was being torn apart. I tried to find happiness in alcohol and a lifestyle that was displeasing to God. After 27 years of marriage and cycles of unrepented sin, I decided to leave the marriage. Again, I lost my perfect world, my family, and my community. Finding myself divorced, empty nesting, and at the beginning of COVID shutdown, I decided to live day to day only for the purpose of what would make me happy at that moment. But God was all the while quietly and gently wooing me, calling me home. Then being divorced and the relationship with my boys being strained, I felt hopeless and worthless. I knew I needed to renew my relationship with my Heavenly Father, but I didn't know how to get out of the emotional and spiritual pit I was in. I learned of regeneration from a dear friend after telling her part of my story. My first night at Regen, I cried uncontrollably and felt so dirty, like I had a sign on myself, the biggest sinner here, and that no one would understand my struggles. I felt God had left me, and I felt I was unredeemable. Yet God says in Psalm 139, 7 and 8, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there." Going through groundwork, I learned that many others were feeling the same way, yet with different stories of healing that were so encouraging to me. While working through the steps, I was able to redeem how I see God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Going through step one, I was able to admit I was powerless over my brokenness. Step two, I was able to confess that God is the only one with the power to fully restore me. In step three, I learned that my negative emotion toward my situation meant I needed to fully trust God and accept his grace through Jesus Christ. Step four, inventory was tough, yet I was able to stop pointing the fingers and see my sin root that caused my brokenness and my need to control in order for a positive outcome, protection, and to control how others see me. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 8. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Steps 5 through 8, I was able to walk through confession, repentance, and follow Jesus Christ fully. Along with the help of my therapist, I was able to walk through forgiving the one whom I felt was the reason my life was a mess. I learned that just as he had a choice, I made a choice as well, to not allow truth and transparency in, and to keep our brokenness a secret so others saw us as that perfect couple. Psalm 90, verse 8, "You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence." Although not personally, I was able to make amends to allow for deeper healing. I was also able to make amends and reconcile with my two boys. My brothers and my mom, who are all here, and were all so gracious and received my request of forgiveness and reconciliation. My favorite step was step 11, was intimacy with the Lord. This was the sweetest time with the Lord. While I was still working through living a transparent life, I was slowly giving my earthly desires back to God. And during step 11, intimacy, I completely surrendered my life back to God and let go of the fleshly ways I attempted to care for myself. I felt I was finally, truly free. Yet, those who know abuse know that when one has been caged for all their life and are now cage-free, living a free, godly life must be relearned. Through intimacy with God, therapy, family, and community, we are all here, who are all here with me today. I am continuing to learn how to truly be free in God. Now, praise be to God, I am living out loud for the Lord. I know that sin is at my doorstep waiting. Therefore, I have asked all those that know me to ask me the hard questions and keep me accountable. I also have the blessed opportunity to give back to Regen, where I lead in groundwork. I am so honored to walk alongside the ladies that are trusting God 24 hours at a time. Just as I had prayed, God is using the hurt and pain I had and that I caused to minister to women, showing them victory in Christ is possible when we surrender daily. Since commencing March of last year and continuing to walk through healing, God has allowed me to receive a beautiful gift of a godly relationship in my soon-to-be husband. This is an awesome opportunity to live for the Lord together. While daily in transparency with a deep desire to minister to each other, our families, and to others for Jesus. As I stand before you, I am not the sin I committed. I am not the pain I caused. I am a new life in Christ. Galatians 5:1, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." If I could say one thing to everyone, you are seen, you are known, and you are loved. To the person that is here for the first time, you are in the right place. Thank you for choosing healing, and I am so proud of your courage. To those that are trying to hold on for a step group, keep holding on. There is a prize waiting for you on the other side of healing. My name is Christy. I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from codependency, control, and approval of others. And to God be all the glory.